Mark chapter number 4. Amen. Mark chapter number 4, verse number 35. Mark chapter 4 and verse 35. And the Bible says, "And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they wakened him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" I want to preach tonight just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on this thought. Here comes the storm. Here comes the storm. Now, as we look at the earth and we see the Lord is speaking here, and he talks to his disciples, and he says to them, "Let us pass over unto the other side." Now, I don't know about you, but I like that "us" part. Amen? That means that Jesus is going to be with them. When we think about this tonight, and we think about being followers of Christ, amen, we're following Christ tonight, I hope. Amen? Praise God. I hope we're followers of Christ. I hope we're trying our best to keep His commandments, do what He says. But the question is that we've got to ask ourselves. Now, I've got about 4 or 5 questions tonight. I just want us to ask ourselves. Question is, will we escape the storm? When it comes our time, comes your opportunity, my opportunity to enter in, will we escape the storm? Or will we have to go through storms in this life? Will you and I have to go through storms in this life? Amen? Sure we will. Everybody will. You see the disciples here, and the Bible teaches us here that they were in the boat. Amen. Now, they were followers of Christ, and they were following His commandment. What did Jesus say here for them to do? He said, "Let us pass over unto the other side." So, in other words, Jesus said, "Hey, let's get in the boat, and let's go to the other side." So, what did they do? They rebelled, and no. Amen. Praise God. They got in the boat to go to the other side. Amen. The same thing that me and you should be doing, praise God, as followers of Christ. Amen. Praise God. Even though they were in the following the commandment of God, they were in the will of God, they were doing what Christ asked them to do, they got out here in the middle of this lake, and they come up a fierce storm, a storm of wind. And when we were over there in Israel, we were on this the Sea of Galilee, Lake Genezareth, and we had been out on that, and they told us that you have to be really careful and you have to watch, because the way that lake is in a bowl, a storm can come out of nowhere in just a moment's time. When you see the wind starting to pick up and see the waves starting to pick up, he said you need to be heading for cover. Amen? Because a storm's coming, and they can get really bad really quick. But we see these disciples, and they're out there on the lake. Amen? They're in the will of God. Amen? They're not running from God. They're not being rebellious to God. They're right where the Lord would have wanted them to be, where He asked them to be. And this great storm, this terrible storm, rises up. Amen? I want to tell you tonight, young, before we get out of here, we'll face storms. Amen? It's a lot of times, they just come out of nowhere. You can be running along, bebopping along well, and all of a sudden, it just hits you, blindsides you. And there's the storm. Amen? Just like it did these disciples. You may be running well. You may be trying to live for the Lord. You may try to walk in Christ. But the storms will still come. Amen? As long as we're in this world, praise God, storms will come. So what do we do? Well, the disciples in their distress, I'd say number one, they begin to bail water. Amen? And they called on the name of the Lord. Amen? Praise God. They asked, they cried unto the Lord Jesus Christ for assistance. Amen. The storms is going to come at us. The storms is going to come at you. You're going to get in difficult situations. You're going to come to times that you don't understand what's going on and why it's happening to you. But praise God, I want to tell you the thing that you need to remember not tonight, if you don't remember anything else Pastor Jeff tells you, praise God, is cry out to Jesus for assistance. Amen. Praise God. Don't wait till your boat's sinking. Don't wait till you're going down for the third time. Cry out to the Lord right now. Amen. Soon as you realize, praise God, that the storms are raging. Amen. Praise God. Before it gets real bad, cry out to Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Because He'll hear you. Amen. But let me ask you another question. Why does it seem like Christ sometimes delays His coming? Amen. I mean, when times of distress come upon us, and they do, amen. I mean, the things hit us all at once. Sometimes they hit us real fast, and we cry out. How come it seems sometimes like He just delays His coming? Amen. Why wouldn't we cry out to Jesus, amen, as believers? Why don't He automatically just take care of it right quick, fast, and in a hurry? Have you ever thought about that? Amen. Sometimes He does. Hello? Sometimes He does. He answers immediately. He takes care of it right now. But sometimes He doesn't. You say, well, Pastor, why is that? Why is it sometimes like Christ, that He delays His coming? He delays His answers sometimes for a little while. Amen. The simple answer is this. He does it to test our faith. He tested it. It's only a test to see, praise God, if we'll be faithful to Him and call upon Him, and that whether we're praying, now listen to me, whether we're praying, believing that we might receive. Amen. We got to start trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, just like these men, when they cried out, praise God, Jesus answered. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he that's what He's done. That when it seems like He's delaying, what He's doing, He's putting us to the test. Amen. And I'm afraid sometimes a lot of us fail the test miserably. Amen. Come on. I'm afraid we fail the test miserably, praise God, because here comes the storm. Here we are. We cry out. Nothing happens, praise God. And the first thing you do, you go to bailing water. And you got, trying to take care of it, praise God. And I'm not saying to just let your boat sink and not try to save yourself, praise God. But I want to say we got to keep our faith on the Lord, knowing that, praise God, He will hear and answer our prayers. I believe God, we should expect Him to hear and answer our prayers. Amen. Because He loves us. He's our Heavenly Father. He's here to take care of us. Praise God, how are we going to worship and praise Him if we ain't able? Amen. So He blesses us, praise God. He does it to test our faith. Praise God. He does it to strengthen us by His might. Do you realize tonight, every time you go through a storm, every time you go through a trial, every time you go through tribulation, praise God, it makes you stronger? Amen. It does. It makes you stronger, and it gives you something that you can use to help somebody else. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what Paul said, praise God. He said, those things that we've endured, praise God, it makes us stronger. It strengthens us. So when those storms come, praise God, it's not that God is forsaken, it's not God's left us alone, but He's done it, praise God, to test our faith and to make us a little bit stronger. Amen. Praise God, to bring us just a little bit closer to Him. Amen. Not only does it make us stronger, praise God, but it makes our prayer life a little more powerful. Amen. It makes your prayer life a little more powerful. Because you pray and you get sincere in your prayer and you say, Lord Jesus, I don't know why. And I mean, hey, listen, let me just say this tonight. Sometimes it's not a long, drawn out thing. Yeah. Amen. I've had situations in my life that come up just like that. And I've just said, oh, Lord, please. And just four or five brief words. Amen. Expecting, listen, looking for God to heal, God to touch, God to help. And He has. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I mean, right quick. Praise the Lord. It's that prayer, praise God. It puts you, you get started into a situation, you get started into troubles and trials and tribulations, and you call upon Him from the earnestness of your spirit. Amen. In other words, you pray like you usually don't pray. Now you know what I'm talking about. We get down a lot of times, we just pray a little old prayer. And if we ain't careful, it becomes a repetitive thing. Amen. Kind of like a little kid's now laying me down to sleep. Prayer. Amen. But praise God, sometimes when God gets you to a certain place and He doesn't just show up all of a sudden and take care of that for you. Praise God, He builds your strength and He builds your prayer life. Amen. You get to thinking next time you say, you know what, I need to be a little more sincere in my prayer life. When I talk to my Savior, praise God, I need to be a little more concerned about how I talk to Him. And it helps our prayer life when we're praying and bringing our desires to Him. Now, what is our desire? Our desire is for deliverance. Amen? Our desire is for deliverance. We want Him to deliver us. Amen. Praise God. We want Him delivered and we want that deliverance to be not just a deliverance, a great deliverance. Hello? We want God to deliver us in a big way. Maybe bring us out of this thing. Praise God. Reach down to where we are. Pull us up out of that mess. Clean us up. Clean us off. And put us somewhere, well, glory, put us somewhere way away from that. Amen. Where we don't have to deal with it. We don't have to see it. Hey, it'd be nice if we didn't even have to think about it no more. Amen. So we're praying, praise God. And when we pray and we seek God's face and we get strengthened in the Lord, praise God, then we can have that great deliverance. That deliverance from the Lord. Praise God. When He shows up, praise God, and He does that for us that we've been asking to, that we know He's able to do. Amen. And then when He does that, praise God. When He does that, praise the Lord, then we appreciate the deliverance and the deliverer a whole lot more. Amen. We appreciate what He's done, what He does for us. But have you ever noticed that when God finally delivers, when God finally comes through for you, when He finally answers that big prayer, praise God, when He takes that burden, that load off of you, and deliverance comes, that you look back and it's like that never was really that bad. Amen. That thing that we thought was so horrible, so horrific that we'd never get through it. Lord, I'm going to die. But all of a sudden, Jesus comes through with the deliverance and praise God, there's praise coming out. You say, glory, hallelujah. The deliverance is so great. The deliverance so wonderful, praise God, that it makes you forget about how bad it was. Amen. Praise the Lord. God does that. And we put our faith and trust in Him. We believe in Him, praise God. And that's what He's able to do. So we see the disciples, they cried out to the Lord. Amen. And things wasn't pretty. They was taking on water. The Bible says, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. Amen. Praise God. That literally means that it was being filled to the top. Now think about something with me. I thought about this this morning. I thought about that. The Bible says here that they were in the ship. That they took Him even as He was in the ship. And there were also with Him other little ships. Amen. Now think about it. So he's in the ship. Amen. Jesus is asleep. He knows what's going on. Now to think that He didn't know that the storm was coming would be a farce. He knows exactly what's going to happen before it ever even starts to happen. So He's in the boat. He's not concerned a whole lot. He's asleep. Amen. Now let me just say this. The Lord of heaven's not sleeping. Amen. Bible tells us He neither slumbers nor sleeps. He don't need to. He's God. Hello? Jesus Christ sitting at the right hand of the Father, He's God too. Now when He was here, praise God, He was 100% God, but He was also 100% man. He got tired. He got hungry. He got thirsty. He was sitting at the well, praise God, when the woman at the well come down to draw water, praise the Lord, and it's a good thing for her that He was, because he gave her the water of life. Amen. From a well that she said, it's too deep for you to draw out of. He said, praise God. Lady, he said, I've got water that you know not of. Praise God. Hey, glory, hallelujah. I better quit or I'll take off in a different direction. Amen, glory, hallelujah. Praise God. But God's able to do all things. He has the power, praise God. He has the authority. He has the delivering power to do that needs to be done. And I thank you for that today. Amen. Praise God. And he just gets bigger and better all the time. But we see that they said that he says that they were in the ship and they were other little ships, also with him, other little ships. Amen. Praise save God. So they weren't the only ones in the storm. Amen. Now listen to me. Sometimes we think the old devil says, well, you're the only one having to go through this. If the Lord loved you, he wouldn't make you go through this. Amen. And if there's somebody around you, somebody else, praise God's going through a whole lot worse than what you are. You go to the hospital, you go to the nursing home, you may think you're in bad shape, but praise God, I tell you, you'll feel cut. It won't take you but just a few minutes. You'll find somebody that's a whole lot worse off than you are. Amen. So here they are in the boat. The boats, the winds are boisterous. The waves is coming in. Praise God, the boats are being filled. And then there's those other little boats. Amen. They're little boats. So if this bigger boat is being filled up to its about to sink, what about those little boats? What about the anguish of those little boats? What about the peril of those little boats? Amen. But I tell you what, young'uns, the Bible says if we have faith in a grain of mustard seed, we can say to the mountain, be ye removed, and cast into the depths of the sea, and praise God, it's gone. I mean, tell you, some of them little old boats, I believe were prayer warriors. I believe there's people that love the Lord. I believe they wanted to be with Him. I believe they was going with Him where He was going. He had done told them where to go. Praise God, He had done loaded up, and they were loaded up to go with Him. Amen. Through faith, they were trusting in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. If we ain't careful, we'll get our eyes off the Lord. Peter ought to know about that, because when you take your eyes off the Lord, you begin to sink. Amen. You can walk on water as long as you keep your eyes on Jesus when He beckons you to come. If you take your eyes off the Lord, praise God, you'll go sinking quick, fast, in a hurry. Amen. So we see these boats, this ship, and we see these other little ships. Amen. Praise God. And they're there in this same storm, in this same controversy. Amen. In this same adverse situation. But praise God, God, the Lord says, the Lord speaks to them. He's on the pillow. They wake Him up. They're afraid they're going to die. Praise God. They said he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep on a pillow. And they awake Him and say unto Him, Master, carest Thou not that we perish? What kind of statement is that? Amen. What kind of statement is that? What kind of question is that to ask Jesus? He come to seek and to save those that was lost. He come so that none would perish. Amen. That was the theme of His ministry. Amen. Praise the Lord, that none should perish. They said, carest thou not that we perish? The Bible said, He rose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Amen. How do you like that? The wind come up quick. The wind come up strong. The wind come up hard. The waves were boisterous. The waves was coming in. The water was building up. Things was looking ugly. They were in despair. Amen. Jesus was asleep on a part of the boat. They came guessing Him a few Z's. Amen. Glory to God. And He says, peace be still, and everything's calm. Amen. Let me ask you a question now. Here comes another question. Who did that? Jesus did that. When the turmoil in your life gets so out of hand, praise God, we need to call upon the Lord, because He's the only one can bring peace and calm to a situation. Now you may still be in a conflict, you may still be going through a medical thing or through a situation or through a death, whatever it might be, praise God, but you call upon the Lord Jesus Christ and He'll deliver you a calmness. He'll deliver you peace, praise God. The Bible says that passes understanding. You'll say, well, I don't understand why I got it. Well, there's just a peace in me about that. Amen. That's the Lord. That's what He does. Amen. Bless His name. And He said unto them, now watch this. He said, why? Now Jesus, here's another question. Jesus asked this question. Jesus asked this question. He said, why are ye so fearful? How is that you have no faith? Amen. So Jesus asked this question. I mean, kind of a gentle rebuke from the Lord. He says, why are ye so fearful? So why are you so afraid? Amen. Why are you so afraid? He said, how is it that you have no faith? He didn't say, because a little faith would have saved them. A little faith, praise God, would have got the job done. A little faith, praise God. But they called upon the Lord. He took care of it. He rebuked them with a gentle rebuke, praise God. He asked them why. Why are you so afraid? Why is it you have no faith? Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, what you ought to have done. He said, you ought to have faced into the storm. Praise God. A victorious shout. And said to the wind. And said to the waves boisterous. I said, wind and waves. Praise God. Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior's in here with us. He's on board. Praise God. Amen. Amen. That's how a child of God answers. Amen. The storms are raging, the storm's still there, but a child of God has Jesus Christ on board. He said, you're to cry out in faith. Told the wind and the storm in a victorious manner that Jesus Christ, the Savior, is on board. I got to think about that this morning. How about I had me a spell? Could you imagine if one of those disciples would just say, hold on, fella, don't wake him up. I got this. Amen. God up there and said, glory, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. He's on board. And we know we'll be okay. Amen. I wonder if that even had to wake the Savior. Praise God. But you know what? When they called upon the Master. Amen. When they called upon the Master, even though he was asleep, the hinder part of the ship, praise God, he come to the rescue, quick fashion in a hurry. Amen. He rebuked the storms. He rebuked the waves, praise God. He said, cease. Amen, praise God. Peace be still. And the waves were calmed. Bless His holy name. But you know what? It's easier. It's easier to do that when it's a pretty sunny day, amen, out on the ocean of life, amen. It's easy, praise God, to have all kinds of faith and say, bless God, this is what I do with the help of the Lord, amen, on a pretty sunny day when the lake's all nice and calm, amen. But when the winds are blowing, praise God, and the lake's a white capping, it's a different story. Amen. It's a different story. It's easy to have faith on that pretty sunny day. Amen. Whistle, tune, and carry on, just have a good time. But when those waves are boisterous, praise God, when the winds are howling, it's a different story. Man, but Jesus Christ, praise God, He makes a way. Amen. He makes way. He is the way. We have to keep, amen, in the good and the bad, the pretty days and the bad weather, we got to keep our faith in the Lord. Amen. Hey, you better keep your faith, Lord, because weathermen lie to you. Amen. They're the only people I know of that's got a job and they're not held accountable. Amen. You can't plan around them. They mess me up on the farm all the time. They told me the other day, said, well, it's not going to rain till 6 p.m. I said, well, good, I got this and that to do. And I should have said, Lord, what would you have me to do? And just done what He pointed at me to do. Amen. That's where I messed up. Because I listened to the weather, man. I went out there, I thought, well, I'll do my weed eating, I'll do this. And then after a while, about 4 o'clock, I'll jump out there and mow before it rains. 4 o'clock it come a typhoon. Amen. About washed us away. But praise God, I'm glad you can put your faith and trust in the Lord. Praise God, He'll never let you down. He'll always be true. He'll be always be accurate. Praise God, He'll always be on time and He'll always be fully sufficient to meet every need. Amen. Praise God, because that's who He is. We go through these things. But the Lord said, why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith? Let me just ask you one more question and I'll let you go. How are we to know our level of faith? How are we to know? How are you to know your level of, genuine faith, the faith that you have in the Lord? How are you going to know that? Say, well, preacher, I read my Bible, I try my best to understand what it says, and I believe every word of it. Amen. Good, you ought to. That'll get you where you need to be to grow. And we need to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. The good news is, amen, we're taught that, we learn that through the test that we face in this world. When we go through these tests, when we go through these trials, praise God, we realize that, we recognize and realize that our faith, praise God, it begins to grow, and we realize that it's genuine faith. It's faith that we have not in ourselves, but the faith that we have in Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Amen. He helps you do things you not thought you'd never do. Amen. I never thought I'd preach. I mean, I was a backward thing. Amen. But praise God, God called me. He said, hey, and I said, Lord, I can't, but if you can, I said, here I am. And I'm not going to, Paul, I'm not eloquent of speech at all. But boy, I love my Lord and Savior, praise God. He's the Lord of my life, praise God. He's that very precious element that's in my soul. And He helps me to do things, helps us to do things that we never thought we could. And it's through faith in Him because of who He is. And He helps us to build our thing. And when the storms are raging, when the fierce storms come, praise God, we go through them with the help of the Lord, calling upon Him, trusting in Him. We come out other on the other side. Praise God, that's genuine faith. Amen. You know how people know that it's genuine? Because when you come out on the other side, you're giving God the glory. You're praising the Lord Jesus, praise God, for helping you one more time. Amen. Praise God. The Lord did that. Amen. The Lord took care of that. The Lord brought me through that. The Lord delivered me. May God be the glory. Praise God. God makes a difference. Amen. He makes a difference. So here comes the storm. How are we going to do? What are we going to do? How are we going to act? How are we going to react? We're going to call on the name of the Lord. Amen. Listen to me. You're going to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. When you see it coming, you're going to call upon the name of the Lord. Don't wait till you're out there and the storms are raging and you're out there frailing. Amen. Call upon Him, praise God, when the storm hits you. Amen. Praise God. Putting faith and trust in the Lord to get you, deliver you through the storm. Oh, we've heard stories. Amen. All kinds of stories how God delivers. But now listen to me, if we ain't careful, we get bogged down and we let the old devil deceive us. A few weeks ago, me and the wife was getting us a bite to eat, and a fellow was talking to us about the church and stuff, and we was telling him, inviting him up and things, and he's talking about a hard time he went through. He said how the Lord called him to preach. He started preaching and said his daughter got real bad sick and ended up dying. And how it just broke his heart. He said, preacher, I don't know if I can relate to. He said, it just ripped my heart out. And he's having trouble getting back in there. He's having to reconnect. I told him, I said, well, things happen. This old world, this life. Amen. This is a sinful world, and things happen in a sinful world. But God loves you, and God hasn't changed. God still loves you. And He wants you to come unto Him. Amen. He's calling to you. Amen. And from what I could gather, his daughter was saved. So praise God. So he's got something to look forward to. Amen. But if we ain't careful, we get caught up in the waves and the storm and we get beat down instead of crying out to the Lord and giving God praise. Saying, glory, hallelujah, there'll be another day. Amen. We just have to stand strong. Finally, this is what Paul said. He told the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 6. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 10, he says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." Amen? Always. Not just every now and then. Paul says, finally, he said, the final thing, the final act, praise God, the final thing to do, praise God, the brethren, that's born-again believers. He said, just be strong in the Lord. Amen, praise God. And in the power, and be strong in the power of His might, not ours. We're weak, but He's strong. Amen. So here comes the storm. Jesus says to disciples, He said, let us pass over unto the other side. Now what did He say? Let us, they were with Christ, going where Christ would have them to go. We are with Christ. We're headed where Christ would have us to be. Amen. He said, let us pass over to the other side. He said, let's pass over unto the other side. He did not say, let us pass over to the middle of the lake and drowned. Amen? Hello? Did you get it? Did you get it? He didn't say, let's pass over to, let's get out here in the middle and we'll just drown. Going down for the third time. Amen? He didn't. He told us the same thing He tells us. Here comes the storm. But Jesus said, hey, what? Listen to me. Let us go to the other side. Amen? He said, I'll see you when you get there. Praise the Lord. I'll be with you when you get there. I'm with you now. I'm going to be with you in a boat. I'm going to be with you when you get to the other side. That's the God we serve. He's not an intermittent God. Hello? He's a God that's always with us. And Jesus tells us in our Christian life, He said, hey, young'uns, come unto me, all you weary, heavy laden, I'll give you rest. And then me and you are going to go to the other side because I've got a place over there that I'm preparing for you. He said, I would that you be with me where I am. Amen. That's His high priest prayer. He prayed to the Father, not mine. So if Jesus prays that, Jesus says, hey, listen, let us pass over unto the other side. Here comes a storm. It's all right. We're with Jesus. Amen. Here comes a storm. We're with Jesus. Boisterous. Winds howling. That's okay. We're with Jesus. Amen. Are you seeing it? Are you seeing it? See, he just talked to a parable about a mustard seed, a little old bitty grain of mustard seed that grew up into a great kingdom. Amen. He said, hey, listen, why are you so fearful? Where's your faith? There's no faith here. Amen. Have faith the one that's on the boat. Have faith the one that's in your heart. Amen. Praise God, the keeper of your soul. Because here comes the storm. It may be, hey, you may get it, as Miss G says all the time, you may get that phone call before you get home this evening. Amen. You may. Praise God, but just remember, if you're a child of God, that Jesus is on the boat. Amen. Jesus is on the boat. Praise God. And He's there to help you all the way, listen, to the other shore. The shores of glory. Amen. Colossians 1:17 said, He is that hope of glory. Amen. He's that hope of us getting there. He's hope of seeing glory. Hope of being part of glory. Bless His holy name. Stand with me tonight.